Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
The 50 funniest people right now.
Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They divided them up into categories. And so Vinny, you already know him. You can let everybody else guess. The top tier. Who are the top tier funniest people right now?
Well, Dave Chappelle's got to be on there.
Well, Dave Chappelle's on the list, but he's not in the top tier.
Kevin
That's
Hart.
Weird. What about Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K., yes.
Thank you so
is
much.
Kevin Hart on there?
Kevin Hart is probably on here somewhere.
What about Jerry Seinfeld, our greatest comedian?
You know, I'll bet you he's in the Legends. You know what? I don't see his name on here.
Hmm.
What if it's, well, he is doing that Comedians in Cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, but look
this
at the title of it, though.
The funniest people right now.
Right, Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer is in The Rebels. The Rebels. Also in The Rebels is Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live. She's the big black lady.
Yeah.
She is so freaking funny. I just love her.
What about Chris Rock?
Chris Rock is in the top tier, baby.
Mm.
Chris Rock. Funny, too, because speaking of Seinfeld, there's someone else.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Is she funny?
Oh,
yeah,
she's hilarious.
Pretty good.
Is she?
Yeah.
The rest of the top tier include Kate McKinnon of SNL.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Key and Peele. Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key.
What about Zach Galifianakis?
Funny. He's got to be on here somewhere. But, you know, this does not appear to be the full list. It looks like they just gave me, like, sort of a roundup from each of these.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle's in the legend. So is Patton Oswalt, Larry David. What is he doing right now?
Who's that?
Patton Oswalt?
No, who is the
Larry
question?
David is the guy who created Seinfeld
right.
And the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think Curb's coming back, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it is, Vinny. I think I saw something the other day.
They've got Carl Reiner in there with the legends.
Uh-huh.
South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone. But my feeling is this must not be complete because they're saying 50 and there's only a few people in each of these. Alec Baldwin actually gets a shout out for playing President Trump on SNL on this list.
Mm-hmm. A couple texts here. Jim Jeffries.
I am not seeing his name.
How about
here.
Gaffigan?
Jim Gaffigan? I don't see him either.
Fluffy.
Fluffy? Who's Fluffy?
He's a larger comic. He's been coming up over the years, but he has a TV show now.
Yeah, I don't see him. The stand-ups, they have Ali Wong, who I do not know. Hannibal Buress. Isn't he the guy who broke the whole,
yeah.
You know, really made people start talking about the Cosby thing?
Yeah.
And Chelsea Peretti. The sitcom reinventors, Donald Glover from Atlanta. Isn't Donald Glover the kid who was in the Rocky movie?
It's Gambino. No.
No.
Who was that?
The Rocky movie?
Yeah, what's that kid's
name? Michael Jordan. Who is that? Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Donald Glover from Atlanta. Aziz Ansari from Master of None.
Oh, I love him.
The creator of Silicon Valley, Mike Judge. He's also the Beavis and Butthead guy. Man, Silicon Valley is so funny. The pundits, they named John Oliver, Samantha Bee, and Bill Maher. Late Night, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. And then they threw a power couples category in here.
Did they actually name all the late night people?
Well, if they did, they left off a few. I mean, you know, Jimmy Fallon's not on here, and neither is Trevor Noah.
Oh.
But, you know, here's the thing. This is clearly just a roundup from this story. It's not giving me all 50. Ilana Glazer and Abby Jacobson brought the Broad City Chicks,
mm-hmm.
which I've never seen that show. I've seen a lot of clips from it, and it does look funny. And I see them on talk shows together, and they are very charming. And then Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia in the power couples. And then the rebels are Amy Schumer, Leslie Jones, Lena Dunham, and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
She is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
That whole Sean Spicer thing she does, it's just, it's scary how spot on it is. So anyway, if you want the full story, you can grab Rolling Stone's list of the funniest people right now.
Lots of texts coming in about Ali Wong. She's a local girl and has a series on Netflix.
Hmm. Oh, what's the series? Or just
let's see. They're calling it a special.
Oh, okay.
A pregnant chick doing stand up. Pretty funny. She's also a writer for the ABC show Fresh Off the Boat. And Fluffy, his real name is Gabriel Iglesias.
So wait a minute. That's her thing, or she just happened to do a stand-up?
Maybe her special while was, yeah.
Like, it just, bad timing, she hit while she just, it didn't work.
She doesn't put on a fake belly.
Because I would think, like, if you're, you know, if pregnant porn is your thing, that's unfortunate. Like, now you got to stay pregnant in order to stay in your genre.
Right. Right. If you're good winning point. In that genre, you're going to have to keep pumping the kids out. Jesus. I saw these pictures yesterday, and they, you know, Casey Anthony was acquitted of killing her adorable little daughter. And yet, we all know she did it. Or that's my opinion, anyway. So somebody, I saw pictures of her holding this baby, and it actually, it turns your stomach just to think, like, what mother is letting that happen? So, which is stupid, I know, I'm
mother
overreacting.
Mother with mental health issues.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't even think that. What I think is, I'm shocked she can hold a baby without breaking down from what she'd done, whether it was neglect. I don't know the whole story. Mm. She was acquitted, right?
So she was.
I don't know what to say about that. I didn't follow the case.
The party, you
know,
girl the who same, killed her daughter.
But, yeah, I mean, just out of neglect alone, you'd think she'd have too many awful feelings to ever touch a baby again.
It's just, frankly, I found it sickening to look at pictures of Casey Anthony holding a baby and smiling. It's
yeah,
it,
that's what it, I mean. You'd
it
think
just
she'd, it would bring about
me out.
Tears in her, not, well, whatever. We don't know.
Right. We don't know. So anyway, those pictures are out there. Casey Anthony with some lady's baby. I guess that the baby's about 6 months old, and it was at a restaurant in Clearwater, Florida. The kid is a grandson of some NBC producer. They say here a veteran NBC producer who's close to Casey Anthony. And they've gotten to know each other because NBC, I guess, has been trying for a couple years with Casey to get an interview. So I guess this lady hangs around her and acts like she's her friend to try and get her to come on. So Were you able to? They say Nancy Grace saw these pictures. You know Nancy Grace. She gets so up in arms. I don't know if you've ever seen her
show.
She's
outraged.
She's mad about everything. And she was. Remember when the Casey Anthony trial was happening? She was just going off on Casey Anthony all the time. And so she sees these pictures, and they say here that she's losing her freaking mind. Is that actually what's happening in this clip?
Well, she probably saw the pictures and went, "I'm back."
She's upset. Yes.
Oh, that does look like a sangria thing there.
I didn't even notice.
Booze on the baby. I looked at those photos.
I love how Southern folks come up with these
little sayings
and
stuff.
I don't even know what to call them. What are they?
Colloquialisms?
Just,
I don't know.
It just cracks me up. And I love how they have it in their head and they bring it out when it's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway. All right. Yesterday was May the 4th. So anybody even remotely, like they stalked Harrison Ford as he's walking. He's like having breakfast somewhere. He's all, get away from me. And Mark Hamill. They found Mark Hamill. They got to ask him questions. So listen, if you haven't seen the Force Awakens, the first of this new trilogy or whatever they're doing, you know, spoiler alert, it's only been out for a year and a half. So if you're still somehow trying to avoid spoilers for this, please just, you know, you got to go away for a minute. Cover your ears. Mark Hamill was not in the movie until the final seconds.
What?
As you may remember if you saw it.
Which was neat. Well played, right?
You know, I actually did think it was well played, but he has given his thoughts on what he thinks should have been the ending of that movie. And he thinks it would have been so much more impactful, blah, blah, blah. And I have to admit, it does sound like it would have been awesome. Of course, it's too late now, but they caught up with him on May the 4th. Be with you. And so here's what he thinks. Mark Hamill said, "When I was reading it, I thought if Leia is trying to mentally contact me and she's not successful, she'll rush to his aid." The Luke Skywalker character, I guess. She'll get close to him and then get into some dire situation, and that's when I show up for a big yay. I'd save her life, and then we rush to Han, and were in the same position that Ray, Finn, and Chewie were. You know how they were standing there as, what's Kylo Ren?
Yeah,
was,
Adam
was taking out his dad.
Yeah.
Too late to save him, but we witness it. Because it would carry so much emotional resonance into the next film. For us, his wife, his best friend, to witness, instead of two characters who've known him for, what, 20 minutes? Well, Chewie. But I still thought it was a great missed opportunity. Well, so, the Star Wars nerds are now all over the internet.
Yeah, there's a big problem with that.
Why? What is it?
Well, then what's the point of him trying to figure out the whole map? Like, if they don't have to go find him and he just all of a sudden appears because of the telepathy between him and his sister... Then, like, half the plot is just flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, good point. Imagine all
Star Wars
of Hollywood
nerd.
Is like, oh, big surprise, an actor wants more screen time. That is so unique
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it. What a shock.
It was weird to see him just living on that barren rock.
Well, yeah, it's the 1 second, but that's, I thought that was the impact. Like,
yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I can't wait for the next one.
Right.
Right. Yeah. If they have like the whole, you know, debrief after Han dies and, you know, now we're all sitting around having coffee, chatting with Luke Skywalker. What have you been up to? It is a little less impactful. But, you know, you got to catch up with people on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, right. So someone asked him and that's why he
May
said
the 4th.
It.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So who was born on Cinco de Mayo? Chris Brown was born on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Oh.
Amateur anger ball. Mm-hmm. Beats up women and throws chairs through windows, and yet everybody on earth wants to work with a guy.
I don't.
Well, you know, if he asked and it paid well enough, would he be on his hit song?
I would never push play on one of his songs.
Yeah. He's a good dancer. I'll give him that.
Great dancer.
Play Deuces.
It's okay. We don't have to play any Chris Brown. Okay.
Is that Deuces?
No.
Is that Deuces? Deuces.
Who is this him?
Yes, this is
this
him.
This is the angry guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah!
There's a lot of love songs.
That's why this music smacks so phony to me. It always has. It's so bogus. Love song after love song from some player guy who has no wife, who's just hitting each town and hitting it.
Yeah.
I
or
love,
beating the hell out of his
I
girlfriend.
Love,
yeah.
Oh, do
I love the love.
Yep. I'm so glad that you're
Playing
mine. I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Yeah. So no one else will want you.
Right.
Man, Hooman really is a fan of this guy.
Yeah.
He's naming songs.
Right. Do you have one of his albums and you listen to it all the time or something?
Well, before I beat the crap out of Rihanna, I mean, you know, we listen to him. Or I
Who's
listen
we?
To him.
Him
the
and all his
masses.
Friends. Okay.
Who else was born?
Adele was born on this day.
How old is she?
29. Huh? Still in her 20s.
She's easy to like.
Yeah.
She is. In fact, she just...
she doesn't make it hard on you.
No, she doesn't. Thanks, Adele.
Except hearing her songs over and over and over again. Then you're like, ah, enough.
They just released the richest musicians in the UK.
Uh-huh, I
and
saw that.
She was the top woman, surprise. She's worth like $125 million or $145 million. And she is also, she was also the, like the youngest person on the list too, or like the, you know, the richest person under 30. So Adele, 29 years old. Henry Cavill.
Superman.
Yeah, he's Superman. But he's also, I don't know, some lord on The Tudors. God, I love that show. Brian Williams is 58 from the NBC Nightly News and the dad of Allison Williams from Girls.
I think Superman's the worst of all the superheroes.
No.
Oh,
I think Batman's the worst.
What do you mean?
Batman doesn't. He's just a dude. Rich dude.
Superman's so boring, though.
What do you mean?
He's
just
I like
so...
Superman.
Really?
He can see through
do?
Walls and like yeah, light he, stuff on
no,
fire.
No, I understand. But as a dude, he's just so boring. Like, he is boring.
Well, Clark Kent is super
right.
boring.
Boring.
He's like very... Yeah, he's, I see what you're saying. He's kind of stiff and stuff. You know, he's not... And he's just such a do-gooder. Like, he's always, you know, there's no gray area with Superman.
Right.
It's all black and white.
I'm the nicest guy, and I always do the right thing.
He has killer powers, though. I mean, I would love to be, you know, he can even turn back time if he needs to.
Right.
You know, that's pretty good. We all remember.
The
Lois
movies
Lane
don't.
Died.
Did the last movie with Henry Cavill just by himself do any good?
Yeah, so all of those movies.
Yeah, they all make their money back. But yeah, I didn't think it was all that great. I just don't love him as Superman frankly. You know? It's always going to be Christopher Reeve for me.
Yeah.
I just, that's why I imagine. And he was just so perfect, like the perfect jaw and even the way his hair was. And mm-hmm. So sad. Kurt Loder, MTV News. Remember we used to watch MTV News all the time? He is 72 now.
Whoa.
Is that
damn. Right? Damn, Daniel.
Oh, my God. He's that old?
Oh, he's old.
Jeez.
Older than my mom.
Oh, right. We're doing birthdays. Like, why are you bringing him up?
Yeah. He was born on Cinco de Mayo.
What did he do?
Crap that happened on this day.
Yeah.
155 years ago today in 1862, the Mexican army scored an upset victory over the invading French army at the Battle of Puebla, and it's celebrated as Cinco de Mayo. Basically everywhere except in Mexico, where it's like a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
Well, talking about Cinco de Mayo, everyone, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I pimped it out as much as I could. I posted our version of a happy Cinco de Mayo with love, everyone.
We were super happy Cinco de Mayo to do it.
Oh,
woman, thank you for the great
idea. Come on.
Really, Brynn?
What? I was posing in so many positions, I wasn't sure which one he chose.
So the chili pepper for a wiener? Come on.
I did like a million different positions. I was moving that chili pepper all around.
I had no idea. I was sitting next to a man holding it.
I don't know what's worse, Brynn or Yuzette.
What did I do?
Yeah, what's she doing?
I don't even know if you can see Yuzette.
Because my dog's not looking the way?
Neither of you are.
Between all the breasts.
Oh, my chi-chis, yeah.
Did you choose that photo for whom?
I asked the same question.
I guessed.
Why do you choose? It actually looks
like Hooman looks good, so, you know,
that's why. He probably
Vinny looks amazing.
I do look good.
He's got a mask in front of his face.
Vinny looks incredible.
I demand another photo.
No way. This was perfect. It's already up. I just liked it. It's official.
Leave a comment too.
It's quite obscene what our friend Brynn is doing. We might want to put.
Hey,
even the look on his face, he seems to be in rapture.
There must have been like 50 photos.
Like, I love my red hot chili pepper.
I know, you chose but Hooman chose that one.
I know.
Tell the truth. Did you choose that because he had the chili pepper there?
Tell the truth! That was definitely one of the reasons, but there were a couple things that were fun. You know, I have Ella looking away, so I had a room for the cat to put in there, and there's just a lot.
I didn't even notice the cat. I see the cat. Wow.
there is a cat there.
And Ella's looking at it.
Yeah, I had some opportunities to be very creative, so I took it and I ran with it. I downloaded 4 different apps, and there you go, everybody. Thanks for not being grateful as usual, and thanks for complaining like you guys always do. Welcome, happy Friday, and welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have no idea. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. It is Friday. Woo-hoo! And Sunday is the cutoff. This weekend, Sunday is the cutoff to register a mom, to enter a mom for our Mother's Day competition. We are looking for the best mom ever, and anyone can nominate a mom. And we name the station after her. Plus, she gets a pretty amazing prize pack. A pair of tickets to see the sold-out Duran Duran show, July 8th at the Masonic. A two-night stay right across the street at the Fairmont San Francisco. A $500 gift card for a Union Square shopping spree. And Alice renamed on Mother's Day after the winning mom. Go to RadioAlice.com and get all the details. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin with the Warriors. They got a win last night, 115-104 over Utah.
Huge!
Next play is Saturday at 5:30. Speaking of Saturday, the Kentucky Derby is going to happen that day too, like midday, 2 o'clock or something like that.
It'll take 2 minutes to run the race, and then everything else around it takes all day.
Right. Also happening over this upcoming weekend, the French will vote on the 7th.
All right, our big bet.
Today is the final campaign day for Emmanuel Macron, whatever, and Marine Le Pen.
See what happened to her yesterday during her walking conference.
No, what happened?
People started throwing eggs at her.
Oh, oh no. That's just rude. Come on, French
Four
people.
New polls show Macron on track to win 62% of the votes in the second round compared to 38% for Le Pen.
Sounds like the...
We've all seen an upset.
Yeah, we've all... That sounds like the predictions for Trump. Mm-hmm.
In this case, Le Pen would close borders and quit the euro currency, while independent Macron has never held an elected office. He wants closer European cooperation and an open economy. And the candidates of France's two mainstream parties were both eliminated in the first round. So it seems to be a running theme in all elections these days. People seem to want change.
The nationalist or the rogue.
Necessarily. What?
Right.
But there's that. That'll happen on the 7th, everyone. That's Sunday. I thought this was interesting. It was a poll done of cities where they were asked just one question. Did you eat healthy all day yesterday?
No, absolutely not.
No. I had a burrito for dinner.
Well, burritos aren't unhealthy.
Mm. I had like three scoops of ice cream.
A lot of fat in burritos. Oh, you did?
Yeah, because every time you go out, someone's like, let's get a sorbet. I'm like, all right, why not?
Well, you see, you went out three times yesterday?
Yeah. Well, and then more people join, and they're like, bring out that dessert menu again. And
you're like, well,
and you're like, I'll have another sorbet?
No, you know, I take bites from everyone else's food, but...
Did you eat healthy all day yesterday?
I believe I did. Yeah. I think that, yes, there are things that are on the fence, or there are things where someone might be like, well, I had a bag of granola. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
That's not maybe as bad as some stuff, but that's not healthy.
Right.
Burrito, though. I mean, what? Beans? Rice?
Cheese.
Cheese
There's like
is
a
in...
sauce on there. The burrito. The wrap
sauce?
Itself. Yeah, this one I got. No, I got like a grilled shrimp. It had some kind of crema something or other. It's good.
Oh, so it's from a store.
Oh, yeah, yeah. John had a softball game last night, so Mom went crazy in the kitchen and ordered out.
Got it. Well, that question was asked of people. Did you eat healthy all day yesterday? And based on that question, the healthiest city or community in America, Marco Island, Florida.
Mm. Really?
Naples, Imokali?
Yeah.
Marco Island, that's the...
That area. They ate the healthiest.
Number one.
Well, the old people looking after their health. Although my mom would say she eats healthy, but there's a stick of butter in everything she makes.
That's not healthy.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. Mm. That's why restaurant food often doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because while it tastes great, it's also heavily salted and buttered.
Yeah.
Barnstable Town, Massachusetts.
Oh, how funny. It's on the Cape.
Santa Cruz, Watsonville comes in at 3.
Oh.
Salinas comes in at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Rosa came in at 6. San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward is all at 1.
Oh.
Weirdly, and that comes in at 19. So, anyway, Fresno comes in at 29. I just thought that was interesting. There's your mom at number 1.
Well, all you had to say was yes, you know. That's so funny that Marco Island made a list somewhere.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of a huge storm right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was sending
lightning
me,
strikes
sending
everywhere.
Me some, you know, the Doppler radar thing, and there's like right over their house is the reddest part. I was like, oh, well, button down the hatches. She goes, that's just a summer storm. I'm like, okay. They're coming out next week. Yay.
You're stoked?
Yeah. I like seeing my
parents. Oh, for Mother's
parents.
Day.
Yeah, she'll be here for Mother's Day.
You guys going to join us at House of Prime Rib, Vinny?
Oh, yeah. Did you talk to your lady yet?
We are probably not going to make it.
Oh, you can bring the kid. Be super fun.
Probably not, though.
Okay.
Let's see. Fidget spinners. Are you familiar?
No.
Is that just someone who just will spin a key, they'll spin the ring, they'll spin a pin? Is that what it is?
A fidget spinner.
It's not what it is, but it is sort of based on that. The people who need something in their hands that they...
Gretchen has one of these that she brought in.
Yes, she does.
We were playing with it the other day. She spins it in her hand constantly. It's got some like... Tell me what it looks like. I forgot what it looked like.
A fidget spinner... they say are these little cheap toys that kids are obsessed with right now. It's basically a Y-shaped plastic device that you spin on your fingers.
Mm.
And you just, there they are.
Oh yeah,
that's
there it is.
Pictures of them.
So it's and it's kind of flat, like it spins around that. It spins flat, not like on the bottom of the Y. And then you can spin it between your fingers. But then she got it spinning, and then she's like resting it on her finger, and she's like doing, you know, walking it up her hand.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I didn't see the show.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Well,
but it's got some weight to it. Like it's a cool, it's a nice thing to hold in your hand. Actually, weirdly,
the three sort of outside spots there look like skateboard bearings.
They're heavy. I mean, that's, I think, where all the weight's coming from, those little metal
rings. Looks like a skateboard bearing.
Funny.
Anyway, do those spin individually, too?
No, I think it just spins around the center. You know what, though? I don't know. I only
Well, anyway, it's a trendy, cheap product, and it's just, it's you'd think this is somebody's pet rock.
Yeah.
It turns out the woman that invented them isn't getting a dime for it.
Oh, that poor lady.
I know. Listen to this.
I hate hearing stories like this.
62-year-old Catherine Hettinger from Orlando, Florida, invented the fidget spinner back in the 90s. Got a patent for it in 97.
Okay.
She pitched it to several companies, including Hasbro, but no one wanted them.
And then what happened?
The patent lapsed in 2005. She let it lapse because she hadn't made a buck off the things and didn't want to pay the fee. And of course,
someone snatched it right up. People are
that
bastards.
Is messed
that
up.
Is messed up.
Everyone is making them now, and they're not paying her a penny in royalties, including Hasbro,
Scummy!
One of the companies that she pitched the darn thing to.
That just does not seem right. If you think something up, it should just be your idea in perpetuity.
She's not... Well, so, she's answering the questions the only way you can, which is try to be above it. She says, several people have asked me, aren't you furious? But for me, I'm pleased that something I designed is something people understand and really are finding it works for them. Really, though, she should be at least a thousandaire, right?
Yeah, at least.
Maybe not a millionaire, but, you know.
Well, I just
who
got
knows
a
what
text
her situation
from
is.
One of our old interns, Adrian. She said, I step spinners from my junior high kids constant. So she must take them from the kids who always have them.
Oh.
At junior high kids.
Oh.
Well, sure, if you're screwing around with stuff in class, I would think a teacher would be like, anything but a phone.
Right.
Play with it. As long as it's not something that you're
communicating outside of this room with.
Carrying on, whether it's outside or the person next to you. Can you imagine you could be talking all day in class to people?
Kids do.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Mm. Absolutely, I'm sure. I mean, no passing notes.
Mm-hmm.
How caveman of us with the passing notes.
Hey, using pencils and writing things.
Get this over to right there. You know. You remember that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
We used to just go like this. Put it, you know, because girls have long hair. So we used to just pass it with our hair.
Oh, behind your neck?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then if you were cheating, you know, because we had skirts, the short skirts. So we would just put like little crib notes on our hems.
Oh.
What do you mean on your hem? So like
so you could flip
you'd actually
it up?
Write on your dress,
no,
on
no,
your
no.
skirt?
You would put a note, piece of paper, attach it. Somehow with a needle or a safety pin to your skirt.
And then flip it up and all the answers were there?
Yeah.
Nice.
You do that?
No, I didn't wear a uniform.
Oh.
But I would've. I used to just write things like on the inside, like you'd write like a couple little hints to yourself on the inside of your finger or something.
Oh, on the inside of your finger.
Just like, well, you don't want it on your palm. You want to be able to squish your fingers together. Like, what? And then you could go like, you could have your hand on your desk and move your finger over so that you could read down on the top of it.
Oh.
Very clever.
That is clever.
I never did that. I never cheated.
It sounds like you really did have it all figured out.
Well, once in a while, you know, if you had to memorize a list of stuff and then you had trouble with something, you'd write a couple of like, go ahead and... I wasn't showing it to anybody else. It's my own little mnemonic devices.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good
Don't
for
do
you.
That, kids. It's wrong. Just play with your salad spinner. What's it called? Fidget spinner.
Or your salad spinner.
Whatever it is.
Really?
Have fun.
All right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Ben.
Pringles are only about 42% potato, so they legally cannot be called potato chips.
What else is in them? I love Pringles.
They're gross. Wheat starch, flour, oils, salt, and seasoning.
Oh, it's the best. I love those things.
Really?
You make duck bills out of them. And I just like to put the whole thing in my mouth and not crunch it, just like let it kind of dissolve in there. Actually kind of reminds me of like a communion wafer in a way. You ever put the communion wafer on your well, if you're Catholic and you take the, you know, the little wafer that the priest sticks in your mouth and you hope that his finger doesn't touch your lip. And you can just let it dissolve there. That's what Pringles are like after they've sat in your mouth for a while and you've sucked all the flavor out of them.
Mm-hmm. You do that.
Yes.
You let them sit in your mouth and suck all the flavor out of them.
I mean, it's been a while since I had a Pringle, but that's what I do when I have them.
All right.
Or I take a stack of five and go... I like that, too.
For the
record, ways to eat them.
When you take the body of Christ, you can also put your hand out.
Right. I know. I didn't know that until I was a little older.
The thumb insertion.
Yeah. When I was a kid, that wasn't, you know, no one told me that that was an option.
It happened when you were a kid. I think like when I was in seventh grade, that started.
Oh. Yeah, so maybe I was a little older.
Any roulette fans here?
I love roulette.
I love roulette, too.
It's super
fun. You love roulette?
Yeah, statistically, that's the one that has the best odds.
I've hit some big pots on that, too.
Oh, no, Hooman.
What? That's how you learn statistics at college, by the way.
If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, what does it equal?
Oh, like add one to two, and then the three to three?
666.
Awesome. The number of the beast.
Oh no, Hooman. Will
That's
you
okay, Hooman. It doesn't just because so lots of numbers add up to 666. Don't worry about it.
Will you still play roulette knowing that it's the devil's game?
I don't really play. I mean, I might play once every 2 or 3 years.
When we go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, when else are you around that stuff?
But I'll just sit and watch everyone gamble and become, you know, I just observe. I don't really participate. I mean, when I see Sarah playing blackjack, I mean, she is into it, man.
Yeah, I do love blackjack.
I don't ever think I'll be at that level.
I'm not really. I try to take it easy now.
Do you?
Well, you guys have pointed out the error of my ways. I definitely, oh my God, yes. Last time I was in Vegas, there's in Hollywood, Florida, where the Fort Lauderdale Airport is, there's casinos, so you can gamble. And the last time I was there, I played a couple hands, and I was like, you know what? I am just losing, and I know I have a problem with this, so I'm going to walk away.
Oh, good for you.
Went and sat at the bar and played a little video poker. Lost all my money that way.
You do change what you say, though, from time to time, so it's hard to keep up.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll be like, I do not drink anymore. I am not doing that. And then you go out and have a ton of drinks, and you're like, I can have drinks, Vinny. I'm not you. All right, take it easy. I'm just following. I'm trying to follow what you say.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
I have all these ideas about how I should be as a person.
Right.
As you
so
know.
As we try to follow you, sometimes we get caught up in your confusion.
Yeah. Well, I listen to you guys, and I'm trying not to be a gambleholic like
all
I
right.
was in the past.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend. These are pictures from Donner Summit, which I just went over.
Oh.
There's still snow up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did get like 40 feet of it, so
yeah,
it takes a long time for that to melt off. So good. Ooh.
510, I'm not thrilled about this text, but I'll edit it down a little bit. Did Yeah Right get invited to something called Burnt Ramen? Is that the event?
I do not
he
know.
He might be.
I did not hear a name of
Burnt Ramen.
It. Never heard of Burnt
All
Ramen.
All right, well.
Do they describe what Burnt Ramen is?
No. But
is it in a warehouse in Richmond on July 8th? Because that's what he's been invited to.
Oh.
Don't ask.
We've even got.
That was what I was told.
It's a warehouse in Richmond on July 8th. Boy, he tells you stuff. Look at him go.
Well, he was so upset when I told him the dates of the trip. I'm like, what? He goes, I'm not afraid. I'm supposed to be it. I'm like, you're performing? It's the first I'm hearing of it.
How is he as a performer?
He's never done it. I mean, he's been in plays and stuff, but...
No, I mean as someone who puts his music on and then stands by and... Does he
Don't
get
ask
out there
me,
and
but I'm
going to
take him somewhere, get him a good outfit, make him look cool.
Some of those audiences are beyond...
Picky?
No. I mean, these audiences for these EDM guys are huge. Yeah. They play to gigantic venues.
I don't know what. I really have very few details about this.
And yet,
thing.
They're really not playing right. anything.
They're pressing play on their computer and then hyping the crowd.
Right.
Well, the website to Burnt Ramen is pretty terrible.
Oh.
There's only it doesn't tell you when it is, and it also doesn't, all it has is a place to donate money.
Oh. You want to donate to your boy's cause, Sarah?
I feel like I've really made quite a contribution toward that already.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
HBO, and what's going to happen with Game of Thrones?
Oh, no.
Will it's winter ever get here? Is that the question?
Apparently, it's coming, and it's going far beyond.
Done.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.